first Money Monday of 2015 with Melody. And Melody Hobson is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Happy New Year, Melody.
Happy New Year.
How'd you celebrate?
I had a great trip. I went to the Caribbean.
Okay.
It was fun.
Yes.
All right. Relaxing.
It's a new year. And here we go.
Did you go to check on your money? You didn't go to.
I didn't spend any, really. You know, there's nothing to buy.
No,
you
I just meant an offshore bank.
No, come on. No. That's not my style. Come on.
Just kidding.
So, here we are, new year, and Melody has tips on how to start the new year off right.
Yes, it's time for us to think about our money, and you want to keep this in mind. Some big things are happening. So, the first one I want to talk about is taxes.
Yes.
Because it'll be here before you know it.
It always is.
Yeah, so, you know, you want to start taking stock of all of these forms you're going to start getting in the mail. W-2 forms, 1099s, those are the forms for your investments. So you can have all of those in hand when you need to prepare your taxes. So be careful not to accidentally throw those away. Then you have to chase them down again. So that's something that's very important. Other thing about your taxes, there will be a few things that are new this year. One is the home office deduction. So many people now work from home, and that home office deduction is going up to $1,500, which is super. But you have to be able to show that that office is exclusively used for work.
For work?
Yeah, exclusively. It can't
be. And not an office and a kitchen.
Exactly.
Although all your papers, everything you want, are right there.
Everything you need right there.
Right. And then the other thing is, we all know, you know, the health care coverage has become a law in our country. So if you don't have health care, you're actually going to pay a penalty. And that penalty continues to go up every single year, and it's based on a number of things. So just keep in mind that, you know, we really have to get serious about health care coverage, and you have the next 5 weeks to still enroll in the Affordable Care Act. So that's something to keep in mind as well, the next 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So those are the big things about taxes. Other thing you want to do is start setting your financial goals. Only 3 out of 5 Americans say they even have financial goals. So you want to really say, what do you plan to do? And the number one goal that, you know, I talk about again and again is
saving
retirement.
Money for retirement.
Exactly. Retirement.
So I'm learning.
One thing you can do there is many people participate in 401k plans. And the maximum, which I'd love everyone to put away, is 10 or 15% of their income. I know that's hard. Raise it 1 or 2% this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got to raise, donate part of that, contribute part of that to your retirement income. It will make a huge, huge difference long term.
How do you think the market's going to be in 2015?
I have to say, Tom, I'm optimistic about the market. The one thing we are expecting is interest rates to go up at some point this year, and that has been a long time in coming. Now, for some people, that'll be good news because they aren't getting any money on the cash that's sitting in the bank, so they'll get a little bit more. But in general, if you look at the economy, we're going to have a number come out today about car sales. We're going to have the jobs number come out at the end of this week. Everyone is expecting these numbers to be really strong. So the U.S. economy is looking very good. The rest of the world isn't looking as great as we are, but the U.S. is continuing to chug along, and the balance sheets of corporate America look great. And the other thing I'm very excited about, and I want to put this in, so many states and cities have voted to raise their minimum wage, and that is going to make a difference as well. That's going to lead people to get closer to a living wage, which I think is so important. But also, they'll have more money to spend and put back into the economy.
Okay.
And what about the price of oil?
I think oil is going to stay down for a while, but it won't stay this low. So we'll see it come back a bit, mm-hmm. but you're not looking at $100 oil. I think the oil in the 60s is very, very likely, and these gas prices will continue to provide a tremendous amount of relief for people.
All right. More on blackamericaweb.com from Melody Hobson.